Nigga be snipping at your nose, man.
Uh-huh.
I ain't just talking about Jack Frost, though, man.
Uh-huh.
Be the boys, too.
Uh-huh.
It's a cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Get a swole.
But the mind said he takes it.
It's a cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system.
Uh-huh.
Chunks of your life taken.
Get a swole.
But the mind said he pays it. We let them birds go. And I ain't talking about Twitter. Had real OG niggas bringing it from upriver. Or the pair connect. Can't see my vision and where's your specs. I'm bleeding down to the neck. In retrospect, it's all about the money, power, respect. Private jets or the bucks, but cut me a check. Gangster and a gentleman. Two double breasts, Listerine strip for the breath. I see the youngins on the bench. I tell them turn their money clean before these be at the steps. The niggas never left the projects. Mind boxed in, drop my life spinning like a whirlwind. Baby, you need formula. You steady beefing with your girlfriend. Words turn physical. You see daddy do it. So there goes the principles. Principles.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up, and now you labeled as a criminal. Up in the system, chunks of your life taken.
Get a swole.
But the mind steady pace it.
It's a cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system, chunks of your life taken.
Get a swole.
But the mind steady pace it. I'm trying to reach my past, but I'm riding dirty with my foot up on the gas. My nigga breaking heads, got the ratchet in the stash. I'm dripping up meadows, blue skies, no echoes of gunshots. Ziploc old. Don't gotta work the stove to provide school clothes. Getting approved for this business loan. I'm a grown up now, so I'm trying to milk this whole damn cow. Making commitments and wedding vows. I vaguely remember being cold, no coat for the winter. Mommy was a rider, stepdad a provider. Got the spirit of a winner, a pothead and a drinker. A sinner with the biggest heart. Stepping his toes and be ripped apart. Spitting ass. Rose and poison and dark.
It's a cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Get a swole.
But the mind steady pace it.
It's a cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Get a swole.
But the mind steady pace it.
Fire. We got caller, talk to me.
What up?
Casey Case, what up, man? It's popping.
Man, I'm chilling. Just doing my thing, man. How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. What's new, man? Let everybody know what's new. Hey, we know you third host of the show. Let everybody know what's you. What's going on? What's new, man?
Man, I'm trying to throw together a special segment tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got a caller trying to call in tonight, around a little bit after 8. Everybody in New York, stand up. You heard Akir, Immortal Technique. You know, I'm sure you don't want to piggyback off any artist, but he's done, you know, sourced unsigned hype, been there, done that type cat. He calling in at, I think he said it's somewhere around 8:05. I was just trying to, you know, cross-reference that with you outside of that, you know, just maintaining, doing everything. How are you, Big Ben?
I'm grinding, man. You already know, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got a lot of good guests calling in a little later. We're going to play some heat. You know how we do. You know how we do, Casey.
All right, bro.
Let's get it.
Harlem, what up? There's no reason for the streets to miss me. We still in the streets. For the last of the real niggas left. Get money. Here's another tricky trail.
True.
Batman need a bad bitch, Vicky Vale.
Hey, baby.
Married to the game, told her lift a veil.
Bring
that's the key of Kane when it hit the scale.
Yo,
you got that white girl like a bitch from Yale.
True.
Fuck the world, don't kiss and tell.
Chill.
Know a couple niggas that skip they bail. Keep four phones on their hip to kill.
Loaded.
Watch on frozen like it's hit with hell.
Chilly.
You know I get it for it, hit the rack.
Stay fly.
You niggas wait for it to hit the sail. Shit, now all aboard for the ship of sail.
Fuck
you keep playing till your bitch get nailed.
Right
to the crew. bars like the hands on my Jesus team. Making 100 grand on the easy week. You gotta watch what you feed and be. You know Cali say we the best. I say that too, nigga, but we the street.
Ask about us.
You know we the East. It's your law, nigga, till they free the sheep.
Hey, sheep, keep your head up. You still spending them nights on Broadway. Shout out to my Oyes, on my Dominican Demon Low. Ain't nothing changed. Harlem, what up?
Black cars and the watch glitty. I'm everything up in my city.
New York, New York.
You don't believe me, you should ask several.
Ask them.
Niggas strong, we clap them and then we black glove them.
Hefty bags.
Pimp shit, let the Mac slug
them. Clap them up.
Cooking white crack over black ovens.
Fish scale.
And I can show you what that money do.
True.
Like the Hermes belt cost me 22. Hundo, Spanish bitch, tell him undo.
Okay.
Nigga, tell him when I front, I'm in the front row.
You know,
where the floor's all war.
True.
Bad nigga grew up in the coke hall. Been all over Cali, bitches smoke good.
What's that?
My little cousin grew up in a loke hall.
Tripping.
Grew up till we blew up, pulling cars up.
Right.
Session dope, up in Kobe, that was Starbucks.
Think about it.
Get your bitch all starstruck.
Hey,
front of my niggas, fucking get your car struck.
What you expect to happen?
Huh?
Back to Broadway. With a weight sack.
Hey, Harlem, what up?
75, we ain't forget about you. 15th Street.
Nene, what's good?
The first rules when the tempest flares.
What?
Is when you should embrace every sense of fear.
Embrace.
Wrong move, get you dead or intensive care.
Clear.
Think about the crime that I went through there.
Hey.
The last time that I went through there.
What happened?
You know a nigga sitting clean, but you been through there.
Fact.
Couple niggas caught a bad break on a fast break. Couple niggas got caught up, caught a sentence there.
Oh.
Like some bitch, but I'm having an intense affair.
Cheers.
Rock my floors on my sleeves like some trendy wear. Fly niggas, so I've been across the hemisphere. Bad bitches steady shine like him and there. Bitches ain't shit, well I've been aware.
I know that.
Rockin' Jesus peace for my sinner's prayer.
Fly, nigga.
They say it's getting loud, it's in the air.
Smell that.
Trying to dress my inner fear.
True.
I'm in the water like swimwear.
Swimming, bitch.
We just got here, nigga. We've been here. We've
been here.
The cars that we drive like 10 squares. Add it up, motherfucker. Go.
I, it's your boy J Green Money Talks from Empire State DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, man. Make sure you tune in regularly to that Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You can check it out at www.hhse.biz. Get your mind right, get your money right. Let's go.
They say once you get the money, niggas gon' hate. They say once you get the money, that's when niggas turn fake. I'm just chasing the dream. Raise your game. I swear I got a dream, to bring us all together. Something like Dr. King. They say my flow like Kobe. You can tell I want a ring.
Yeah,
I want to live fly, so I gotta earn my wings. Pray to God that I make it, cause my family gotta eat.
They got
fuck fame, I need that money. Get my family out the streets. Put moms up in the house. So me, I never sleep.
Never.
My head on my hustle, cause the youngin' chasing dreams. I swear I need a milli, cause shit is getting real. They wanna take my soul, so I ain't signing no deals. My mind up on some other, wish they knew just how I feel. Living life poor, make a youngin' wanna kill. They say once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas gon' hate. They say once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas turn fake. Once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas gon' hate. Once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas turn fake.
Go to sleep and not dream, wake up still dreaming, Go to sleep and not dream, wake up still dreaming, Go to sleep and not dream, wake up still dreaming, You can't deny me, bruh, this is what I'm grinding for. Go to sleep and not dream, wake up still dreaming, Go to sleep and not dream, wake up still dreaming, Go to sleep and not dream, wake up still dreaming, You can't deny me, bruh, this is what I'm grinding for.
Trying to make it. But life is getting cray-cray. Cause every other week, shorty's trying to have my baby. I be up on my hustle. They trying to do me shady. But I don't ever trip, cause I be paper chasing. That money got me focused. My goal got tunnel vision. All these niggas hate, never take me off my mission. Girls used to hate, now all they want is kisses. No, niggas wanna burst. What happened to them disses? Once I got some paper, then I seen the hate. My fucking close friends even turned out fake. More money I make, more haters I get. Cause only real niggas gon' love me for this shit. They say once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas gon' hate. They say once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas turn fake. Once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas gon' hate. Once you chasing dreams, that's when niggas turn fake.
Go to sleep and not dream, dream. Wake up, still dreaming, dreaming. Go to sleep and not dream, dream. Wake up, still dreaming, dreaming. Go to sleep and not dream, dream. Wake up, still dreaming, dreaming. You can't deny me, bruh. This is what I'm trying to say. Go to sleep and not dream, dream. Wake up, still dreaming, dreaming. Go to sleep and not dream, dream. Wake up, still dreaming, dreaming. Go to sleep and not dream, dream. Wake up, still dreaming, dreaming. You can't deny me, bruh. This is what I'm trying to say.
No false guys. Young Mike playing against the Monster. Tapping in the 94.9.
or that 96 Jake, or that chronic shit Drake, which is really just Slim Shady. I'm silly, my pen crazy. Today I'm not in Philly, my fans waiting for 12 hours just to get their dollar signs. Thought stream like I'm Spotify, trench coat flow, bottom line. City's too cool for school niggas, I'm Columbine. Flow dumber than your projections, this makes twice now, I double what you expected, yet your colors keep perplexing me. Maybe it's too complex for me, but is this about skills or is this about sales? Cause either fucking way, man, all them niggas is less than me. New legends know that we rap. Bitches screaming like Josie Beck.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Yo, Casey, what's going on, man?
Always trying to get that money right. You really want to know what's going on, man? Times are so hard. Jay-Z hit it right when he said there's no middle America, because I've heard some rumors about where I be living at that dudes be coming through the area and picking up animals, dogs and cats, and they be selling them on online Facebook garage sales for profits. And I actually just left the whole house and went out and confronted the man about it. I know it wasn't his dog, but I took notice of the vehicle. That's what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm protecting the servant. Not my, I'm playing, man. This that really did happen, though. But, yeah, crazy time, man. Just chilling, doing my thing, listening. Good show tonight. Looking forward to it. Been hyped up all week. How about yourself?
Oh, man, everything gravy, man. Everything gravy, man. They be picking up dogs and cats and selling them?
Yeah, man, times is rough, man. Like you said, man, I actually had this conversation even with my moms, and that's a generational gap right there, you know, because we grew up, you know, lower class, and when Jay-Z said there was no more middle class, we eventually arrived at middle class, eventually, you know, towards, you know, my upper teen years. And you're right, man. And going back to, I think, a week or two ago with Jay-Z, you know, in the hip-hop news, you know what I'm saying, no, there's no middle class. It's either upper class or getting by a class. And
exactly.
That's that. And people doing what they have to do, unfortunately. You know, someone losing, you know, Tigger and Tyge. I'm sorry. No, it's not good, but it's all good. You know what I mean?
It's all gravy, man. It's all gravy.
Always
do what you got to do, you know what I mean?
Word up, bro.
That's all. So you get your mind right, then you can get your money right. That's all.
Always get the money right.
That's it. Let's get it.
Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's let it play, baby.
Me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in, hating on that chick cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds, blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them, must I remind them, I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield, throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine, ROI the realest team and I am. For those who wanna know, Lakayim. Yeah, I get that dough, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove off the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breeze pads. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? In the attic, with syringes, I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy, already know. Now be battered with the quick beat. Side flow, side zone, I bring the spice beat. The cop don't get on, this ain't right, B.
about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aim for. They calling me the younger gun. My n***a hang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when the facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause when worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my n- rolling loud, blowing killer. Something like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And break it down, get their memo. Could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Get your mind right, get your money right. What's poppin', Casey?
Chilling, chilling, man. Chilling, chilling. Always, always. How you doing?
Chilling, chilling.
My PC side, man. You know what I mean? My PC side right now. I'm actually doing a little business pleasure at the same time. Feel me?
PC side? Fuck that. Where the Miller Lite at? Turn up.
Miller Lite, you know.
Stop playing, man. PC. It's all chill. Ain't the Casey
yeah.
I know.
Always with the left-handed cigarette. You feel me?
All right, man. I know you heard that new Kendrick Lamar verse, man.
What was that?
I know you heard that big Sean Kendrick Lamar J Electronica song. I know you heard it.
No,
I know
sir.
You had to hit him. Kendrick Lamar went in on everybody.
I happen to be like 60 miles out of range of the Boston. Which is the biggest city. It's not the biggest city near me, but the other cities play nothing but, like, you know, top 20. I know I miss Jersey, I miss Manhattan, I miss the Bronx, I miss it all. You know, I'm coming back. You know, I even miss Florida a little bit. I ain't going to go there too much, but I miss Tampa a little bit, you know what I mean? But it's all great, though. I do miss the city, though, bro. You know what I mean? So I'm up here in no man's land, but, you know, I'm getting the education, so I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna hit cats hard. You know what I'm saying, with that knowledge. So, straight up, that's what's up. That's what I'm doing.
I know that's right, man. Don't blame it on New Hampshire, man. You can always listen to it on the radio, on the internet radio, man. Man, yeah, we went in, man. He just called out Drake and everybody. He's saying, you know, he the king of New York, this and that. Oh man, he got the hip hop game going crazy.
Who this is?
Kendrick Lamar. God damn it. Up in the mountains and shit.
I tell you,
got the internet
I
up there.
I stepped out the game back in 06 in a little bit of time in the Department of Corrections. And then since coming out, working on my education, I've kind of been sleeping on hip-hop. Kind of been sleeping on hip-hop because especially when I was in the South for the past five years, all I had to listen to was Lil Wayne. And I'm Lil Wayne insane in the brain right about now. Yeah, you're going to do one good song every 25, but come on, man. Poof. So, you know, I'm reforming myself, retransformation time. You feel me?
That's all good. We got you here, man. You know that. We got good music for you here.
Word up, man. And we got Akir Conan tonight. New York,
that's
anybody
right.
Listening, you know Akir. UK, you know Akir. United States, you know Akir.
That's right.
He'll be calling in tonight. I think, I don't know, I think it's official. I'm not sure if we touch base, Ben. I think we're looking around 8:05.
Yeah, he's calling a little while, 8:10, 8:05, you know, whatever, 8 o'clock. When he calling, we're going to build politics, all that good stuff. You know how we do, man. You know how we do, Casey.
Word up, bro, word.
You know
Definitely, though, man. So what's going on, man, with hip-hop overall, man? I mean, that's a crazy situation right there in itself. You feel me? You know,
it's a crazy situation.
To me, it reminds me of, you know, the Biggie, you know, the East-West. It's like, is hip-hop have to regress back to recycle marketing schemes to where they have to regenerate what has happened in the past just to get album sales or digital download units moved faster because the music industry is a dying industry except for a select few. What's your take on this?
Man, that young boy said he got New York, he got the East Coast and the West Coast juggling on two hands. He said he the king of New York. From Compton. What the hell going on here?
Oh,
even Diddy was like,
from
what
Compton
the hell
too,
going
he...
on here? All right. You got Joel putting out a diss track. You got Meek Mill talking. You got everybody like, yo, what's wrong with this boy? What's this little man going? He bugging.
So independently, say New Hampshire artist drops independently and sells.
And New Hampshire don't got no rap, man. That's wrong.
Insane independently, 300,000. That do the math. That's 3 million at 10 a unit. That's
you better say you from Boston or some shit.
Say from New Hampshire that I'm the king of Compton. Straight up.
Just say you from Boston. Just
like
say
that.
You from Boston. Don't even say New Hampshire, nigga. Don't even say that.
I'm from Jersey. Represent NJ straight all day.
I just moved up here a week ago. Hell yeah. I'm from New Hampshire. I just stay here on the weekends.
You feel me?
It's south. It's all good, man. You go skiing.
You where?
Okay.
Is that in London? I've heard someone actually said that to me the other day. So where you from in London?
Oh, shit.
Hampshire. They said, you're in the UK. I said, no.
Oh,
you know what
shit.
It is?
God damn.
Oregon.
God damn.
Have you
God
heard about
damn.
Anybody from Oregon living in New York?
Nah, hell no. Nah,
have you
man.
Seen an
we
Idaho
out there. It ain't coming out here.
Wyoming? North Dakota,
right.
Nebraska. Have you ever met anybody from there?
Think.
I have not, personally. And I've been in 24 of the lower 48, and I haven't met nobody from those states. I don't know if they come out, if they, I don't know.
I don't think you want to. Matter of fact, I met a girl from Idaho when I went to Brazil. Peep that.
A word?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but I went to Brazil. I ended up going out on a dinner date with this girl from Idaho. I'm not playing. Dead serious.
You tripping, man.
I ain't tripping. The middle of Rio. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's just weird, man. Yeah. So yes, there's people from Idaho that get out. Believe that. Just,
all right.
Might catch them in Rio or something. They might not be in New York, but they in Brazil and shit. I don't know what's going on, but they got their passport stamped up.
Maybe things changed forever after, 2001. I don't know.
I don't know.
But what's
they ain't coming to New Hampshire,
man.
I know that.
What's been your main focus this week, man? Tell the people, you got a lot of listeners that listen to you week in, week out, to the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Let them know what you've been up to this week. What's the biggest struggle that you faced this week? I'm trying not to interview the host. But I want to know, what's the biggest struggle that you had to, do this week as far as improving yourself as an individual and respecting your community and making the right decisions, Because we always reflect positivity here on this radio show as much as we can. So I just not to mean to put you on the spot, but, you're on the spot.
Oh, man, yeah, I think the best way to say, sometimes, things come up in life and sometimes it's best just to play it out, You got to play life like a chess game, not a checkers game. If something go wrong in your life, sometimes it ain't best to just jump up and, try to attack it. Sometimes something don't go right and you see it's not going the right way, let it play itself out. Let's see what happens. Let it play itself out. Let nature take its course. And then when that's done, then you move. You know what I'm saying? Like chess, you know what I mean?
Yeah, word up, man. Your life happens, and that's why chess gives you pawns, You make sacrifices to protect the bigger pieces of the puzzle, So sometimes you got to weigh out your options, That right there is truth, man. You couldn't have said it better.
Sometimes it don't look right, but sometimes just let it play itself out. If it don't look right, it's going to fall apart anyway, so let it play itself out. And then when it runs its course and it's done, then you just go move on and you ain't waste no energy on making a big deal out of whatever happened. You know what I mean?
Much respect, bro.
That's about it, man. But, you know how we do, man.
I've been known.
Hip-hop
so where's the lovely Leora?
She doing
that
big
one
things,
up
man. Yeah, Lola. Yeah, she doing her thing. She doing her thing. She got a show right now.
She's
working
with MTV. She was doing an interview the other day, so I know she's very busy.
Yeah.
And I know that she wishes she could be here with us. It's always good to have feminine aspect. That feminine touch and her beautiful voice. To match.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely miss her the last 2 weeks. We do need you. So come back soon. Take care of baby. Come back.
Come back.
you saw that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell I'm engaged. I'm learning. I'm in training.
That's all gravy, man.
Straight up, man.
You already know. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to play some heat. We're going to come back with the rundown of hip hop news, economics news, global politics, all that good stuff. A kid going to call in a little bit later. That's what we do, man. We got a great show for you, man, for real, for real. Let's get straight to it. Let's do it, Casey.
Bang,
baby. 30B.
Yeah, loud. That's my mission, that's my mission. All my niggas off loud. We do the same day, man. Ain't no competition, no, no. M-A-D. That's my mission, that's my mission. Real niggas stand up, huh? Huh?
For all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
For
all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover,
huh?
You gotta deal with it.
For
all this, I have my young boys tripping. Pay attention, bro, we do this shit for a living. And if you snitches that I haven't said,
missing.
Duct tape, mask on,
no witness.
I'm the realest and I put that on my system. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. Cap gang, everybody fucking with us. Started at the bottom, trying to step the ceiling. I do this for all of my niggas in the system. And my daughter, what she wants, and I'm getting. Baby mama bitchin' while I handle my business. Twice put me on ice like I'm slipping, but I'ma keep ripping.
Been
that dick, bag it up in that plastic. Started sitting up at it, by any mean I'm getting cabbage. Started off with a nick, turn that shit to a half brick. Turn the cap to my block and then I smash it.
Bitch.
For all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
For
all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover,
you gotta deal with it.
My nigga, the break code. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the soda. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the quota. I'm about to show you what happened when money is your motor. A lot of niggas rapping, but they ain't like me and mad. My chick thick and she bad, and she got Serena swag. Rockin' them great bands, cooler than eight fans. I pull my dick out and she prays it like amen, amen. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. And that's where the man, aka the money. On the camp, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny. That's where the man, aka the money. On the cab, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny.
For all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
For
all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
Lesbian. What I find now, this country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the war.
For all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
For
all them paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
My leave. Let's play.
bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 24/7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up. For my cool rat, throw your bees up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With male swimming and the money holds down, we up. You can catch me on the side like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Easter. Fresh like it's Easter, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas. It's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Or this could be generic. I mean, the overall.
Nah, it's, she got a couple, she rounded up a couple artists, you know what I mean? And you know, it's definitely influential, positive, yeah, definitely positive influence.
So Mace came out of retirement.
Music. I don't know about all that, but you got Dougie Fresh on there.
I actually did try Dougie Fresh, man, and, you know. That's crazy. Yeah, Dougie Fresh. Yeah. If I've done a track with Dougie Fresh and Michelle Obama, that means it's what? 2 degrees of separation. That's nice. I like that.
There you go.
It never was released, though, but I really did, I promise. All listeners, I promise. Anyway.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, you know, the album has 19 tracks on there. They got Dougie Fresh on there, Dr. Oz, DMC on there, Ashanti.
Ooh.
Couple other, you know, people that did their thing. Monifa from back in the day. A couple other people, you know. Not too many well-known people, but, you know, Travis Barker's on there. You know,
who?
People here and there, but Travis Barker, you know, the drum player, you know. Rock
I was
on,
playing,
you know,
you said,
Travis Barker.
I was playing on there. I'm playing with you, dog. We good.
Oh,
we
stupid. You a funny motherfucker. I know
oh,
you ain't been in here that
long.
You ain't been in here for that long, goddammit. Yeah,
good,
man.
We good as fuck.
Yeah, man. Definitely Michelle Obama guy.
This is crazy show.
That's a good look, man. It's a good look, man. Good look for hip-hop. It just goes to show you the importance of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Word up.
First lady dropping the album. That sucks. I don't think we never gonna have that again. We ain't never gonna have another first lady dropping a rap album on me, you know.
No, I actually wonder myself when we'll ever actually have another African American president.
I don't know.
That's
the
politics again. But I have to back it up because I just said a broad statement. So real quick, only because they left it up to a white woman or a black man. I would have been the first either which way. I think that.
Right.
Back and let someone take a fall. It was either going to be a black man or it was going to be a white woman in the country who was going to fall to pieces regardless. That's my opinion,
right.
But let's move on. Next subject up on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange is Ben.
You know, presidents just puppets. But anyway, next up, like we were talking about earlier, Kendrick Lamar puts rappers on blast. He just changed the game like 24 hours ago. Dropped his verse on Big Sean's song. He just let everybody know. Drake, B.O.B., everybody. He just let everybody know. Listen, I'm rapping to take your fans. We friends and all, but I'm trying to take your fans and make them not want to hate you again. That's what he said. I quote. He said, I was. You got to hear it, man. Come on, man. They got internet radio in New Hampshire. Stop playing.
I think the studio needs to get some sound clips, you know? You know this is coming. You need to get that sound clip
ready.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, man. We couldn't get the song, but it's all good. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody
done heard it. Everybody heard it by now. You know, it's making a lot of buzz going on in the game right now with that, man. It's, you know, hip-hop's competitive sport, so it's good to see, you know, somebody pushing the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good luck. Next up, a young pastor in Florida named Rodney Wells is fired for attending a Rick Ross concert. What the hell? What the hell? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What the hell going on in the world? Why the hell you get fired for attending a concert? I mean, come on, man.
I mean, what did Rick Ross do during a concert? I mean,
anything. Probably just a regular concert. Just the fact that,
sure?
You know, he's young. I don't know. He might be doing sacrifices and shit. I don't know what the motherfucker's doing. I've never been to a Rick Ross concert, but Pastor Rodney got fired for going to it, so I don't know. I guess the congregation don't approve of Rick Ross music. I don't know.
That's absolutely amazing. Do you know what our denomination in Congress was? The congregation
somewhere
was?
South. I think it might be in Florida.
That's most likely Baptist, not the stereotype, but
of
I just
course.
Moved down
oh, yes,
south.
It
a lot
is.
Of Baptists.
Of course. It is Baptist, all right. Hallelujah.
So I guess Baptists don't like Rick Ross, but Rick Ross come from
I
Miami, and he can dodge like 15 bullets at a time, and
man, he might be a modern day prophet. I think maybe they should support Rick Ross.
No, you know, modern day Kentucky Fried Chicken with them wing stops, I'll tell you that.
Oh boy, you done said it.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah, I heard
get
it.
Get that boy's job back. For real, get that boy's job back, man. Young pastor, you gotta be in his, like, you know, late 20s, 30s, whatever. You want to go, he made all that congregation money, you know what I'm saying, the offering plate passed around a couple times, he bought himself a Rick Ross ticket, he wanted to go to a concert, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, like, pastors got to get entertained too, shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure people in the congregation are listening to Rick Ross. Well, my boy got to get fired.
It's good to see a pastor what? Finally putting money back into the community opposed to taking it out of the community.
That's right. That's right. See, he took the, you know, the offering plate money and put it in Rick Ross' pocket. It's, you know, recycle that shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep it in the community, goddammit. Shit. That's all. Next up, Talib Kweli joins the Stand Your Ground protest down in Florida. You know, we try to get rid of this Stand Your Ground law. It's definitely kind of twisted down there in Florida. So, you know, the only way to change legislature is through, you know, through votes, man. You know, we got to stand up, man. So it's good to see hip-hop artists, you know, taking a stand. And I mean, not to cost Talib Kweli, you know. That's what he do, man. He loves that conscious music. So it's only right he'd be there, you know?
Yeah, you know, right. Me coming spending 5 years in Florida, like I said, I think it all goes down to, you know, Southern riots, gun rights, you know, real quick. There's 60-something counties. There's 144 prison institutions and facilities within Florida. Prisons was big business. Now they realize they're losing money. They're flipping over to private prisons. But the Standing Ground Law, which goes back to the Zimmerman case, is a southern state. It's a huge state. It's always, every re-election, it's always going to be a pro-gun state. It's always going to be a standing ground state. That's just a fact of the matter. I mean, it takes a lot of change. It's going to take more than just signing, you know, a Facebook petition or even a petition with 25,000 signatures. That doesn't equal even a small percentage of Miami's population, let alone the whole state of Florida, in a brief description, in my opinion.
It's going to take a minute to change that law. It's going to take a minute to change that law, but
Florida, you know, definitely has their own agenda.
Word. Yeah, it damn sure do.
Yes, man. Sir.
On the hip-hop news, next up, hip-hop turns 40 years old. That's what I'm talking about, man. We getting old, man. Hip-hop aging nicely and gracefully, man. You know, the 40s a new 30. Hip-hop looking good.
Like that. I just turned 35, so what's that, the new 25?
There you go.
There you go. I like that. I agree.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man.
Cosign.
Definitely, you know. There you go, man. Hip-hop definitely has different trends, you know, coming in, coming out, different eras, going in, going out, you know what I'm saying? The bling-bling era is pretty much almost over now. People getting back to the lyrics now. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop, you know, people, when hip hop first started, people said it was just a fad or it's just, you know, it ain't going to last long. And we still here, $1 billion industry, multi-billion-dollar matter of fact, and we ain't going nowhere. That's right. Know it.
Nah, not at all. Yeah. Ain't moving.
Not at all. Now, on the money news, first up, Egypt is engulfed in a civil war. Now, people have been watching the news going on out there in Egypt. Man, civil war out there, man. You got, you know, the old regime going against the new regime. And, you know, it's just a lot of turmoil, man. People dying for no reason, man.
Very
concerned.
Figure
it out, man. Yeah, and it, you know,
and Egypt
it can escalate, you know what I'm saying?
In my opinion, it's a promised land, even though my religions may not fall upon others, but you cannot deny that Egypt and the deserts of Egypt played a major part in major different types of religions. And, you know, having, you know, Israel's always had issues since I can remember, but now that Egypt has, what did they have, a coup? They overthrew the government. It's very concerning to me because I think Egypt's a very special place. A lot of phenomenons. that are unexplained. I think a lot of the answers lie within North Africa and Egypt.
You know the science, man. Of course, man. You know, that's Kemet. You talking about Kemet. We talking about here is just Egypt. This is just Egypt, you know. The military controls the country, you know. You talking about Kemet. That's something different. We ain't got no time to go deep into that. But yeah, man, I hope this government get it right. You got to hope this government get it right, whether it's military rule or appointed president or just a voted-in president. You need to figure this shit out, calm the fuck down, and, you know, get tourism going because that's the number one economy in Egypt right now, tourism. Motherfuckers can't even go see the pyramids right now or shit that's going on. So get y'all shit together so y'all can get that tourist money back popping. Stop playing, fighting over nothing.
You got any calls on the line?
Oh, shit, let me see what we got. Caller, we got caller. Hold on a sec.
What's going on, man? It's Habit. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Yo, I want to say big ups. I called up last week. I actually hooked up with Major. He's got good clothing, man. I checked out his site. He's got a lot of great stuff.
That's what's up.
I made the connections, man. I connected from L.A. to New York. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man.
Don't forget that 5%, son.
Yeah,
don't forget that 5%.
I'll talk to you about that later, Habit.
All right. And I hear you guys got a cure coming up soon.
Frank can tell you all about that. The cure calling up.
Yeah, calling up any minute now. He just dropped an album on July 30th, Focus. He's blowing up right now. He's doing a lot of shows in New York, all over the tri-state area.
Yeah, I remember doing shows back when I was in the game. Back, I think the last time we seen was when we was doing some Memorial Technique Capital X shows. I think it was in Don Hills up in Manhattan there. So
yep.
I think it was last time that me and Akira actually we shared a stage or in the same room together. That was back in, I think, 05 at, once again, like I said, Don Hills up there in the Village. A little small spot off Canal. Anybody knows about it, you know? It's a little spot. It's a little spot. Little place to get a little shine for some artists, and those other artists can sell out the place. So it's very versatile.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a minute. I know he's doing a couple tours. He did a couple tours overseas, where with Capital X and the Guerrilla Republic, and then I heard about him putting a new album out. And you know, I talked to him last week, and I want him to hit up your show. So I'm psyched to hear what's going on in his life.
Definitely, man. He should be calling him real soon.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up, man. Habit, I definitely appreciate, you know what I'm saying, connecting, you know, A to B, you know what I'm saying, B to C, C to D, and we all, you know what I'm saying.
X, Y, Z, you already know, son.
Already know.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. What's new, Habit, though? What's popping in your world, man?
Chilling, man. Yo, just working in the city, I got to say, man. I love the city in the summer. All pretty girls everywhere, nice dresses. Weather's fine. It's great. Walking through the park.
That's right.
I mean, it's real good. I work right in the fashion district, so it's a lot of pretty dresses.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yep, so it's nice.
Come to the boroughs, too, man.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm right
always,
over by Playland.
Always,
so
the last
right
time I seen
city.
You was, had to been what? Was it the Warped Tour in
2004,
I think?
Yep.
Man, crazy, man. It's just crazy.
So you
got to
give it up to technology because without
actually,
it, we all wouldn't be talking. Without Facebook and Twitter and all this other stuff, you can touch Instagram, Pinterest. I mean, we can all hook up every day like it's no big thing.
You know, seven years ago,
man.
You know, I just recently reconnected with you. I connected with, Ben Frank about a year ago almost, exactly. I happened to be streaming and came across this show, and I liked it because he did the hip hop news. He did more than just play, you know, up and coming artists, local artists. You know, he broke it down, you know, hip hop as the four elements, and I got much respect for that.
That's what
Absolutely.
We do, man. That's what we do.
And then you got to see Capital X overseas, man. He's doing big things with Guerrilla Republic. I mean, Akira and Immortal Technique are both got clothing from him, and it's a lot of good stuff going on right now with all of us. Good to see everybody popping off after Warped Tour and branching out and just spreading the word of hip hop.
It's funny because it all started with I remember because I was signed at the time to that independent record label IGWT Records, and I remember when he responded to for the Warped Tour, Adverse, I think.
Yeah,
yep. It was Adverse.
Yep,
and
he did Adverse. He used to do the X Games.
Connections and connections and connections and connections and so forth. Some of us moved on. We all have stayed successful within the music. Most of us have stayed successful within the music industry.
Absolutely. That's why it's good to see somebody like Akir coming up, still putting it out. I mean, just
absolutely,
dropped an album on 11/30th, Focus. Big things, really good album.
I have some questions here for him since I last spoke to him that I have written down when he does call through, which we should be expecting any minute now. He's a professional, so I expect him to be right on the dot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I talked to him right before you guys, so probably about 45 minutes ago. He was on the train in the city, so he's doing big things. He's doing a lot of traveling right now, promoting the album, so it's one quick stop.
Right quick, let me ask you, Abbott, is Dada still, the Golden Child still his hype man?
Who?
Dada.
Oh, I'm
not
sure.
The Golden Child was his hype man back in the day. I've been tied up. Like, I've been incarcerated and everything that we've done and talked about, so I kind of missed a couple years. And, you know, I just recently been out, and I haven't really checked up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like I said, I've been kind of out of the hip-hop game for a minute.
I guess subject.
It's all good, man. I remember that clothing line Dada too, man, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all right. Matter of fact, we got a caller. Let's see if we got caller. Talk to me.
What's going down? It's Akir. How you doing?
What's going on, man? All right, all right. Baby. What's up?
How you doing?
Thanks for having me, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Akir, let everybody know what you're all about, man. Your grind.
Well, basically, you know, my name is Akir, stands for Always Keep It Real. You know, I run with a crew called Rebel Army. Some people may know us, some people may not. Motor Technique, Chino XL, Poison Pen, CF, Hassan Salam, Slave Sever, Diabolik. Like, I run with gunners, man. So, you know, I'm about the people. I'm about bringing people together, you know, unity and community building, man, progressive movements. You know, that's definitely what I'm about, Jake.
Absolutely. I see you doing something with Guerrilla Republic overseas.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Those are my comrades, you know what I'm saying? Wherever we land at, usually you find representatives there. You know, they've been holding us down for years.
Absolutely, that's what's up. Tell us about this album.
Which album in particular,
Focus.
Brother?
The one that just dropped, Focus.
Yeah, Focus is an EP. You know, I call it a free market project. You know, you give what you feel you got. You know, Focus originally started out with me as a producer, working on licensing and realizing that they wanted hip hop with a corny tinge on it, and I wasn't feeling that. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be able to put things out that were indicative of my culture and my people, but also accessible to a larger licensing opportunity. You know, to bring in revenue and to further grow as a producer. And then also, I feel like the underground term has been stained by larger, you know, larger entities to keep us in a certain place or perspective, you know. And I feel like, you know, I came up from the underground, but I came up and was a fan or am a fan of the underground, meaning, you know, you linked up with an artist, you help them grow, you see them make it to a successful place, and then you keep supporting it if they keep dropping, you know, real stuff. So I was getting frustrated with that as well, so I'm listening to all the radios, you know, the radio singles or what have you, and there's various types and categories of these songs that are getting played. I said, you know, let me do it my way. You know what I mean? Let me do it my way, and this is a chance also for me to focus my attention on breaking new ground and also focus my, you know, my family and supporters on a new sound and a new, you know, a new burgeoning of creativity in my regard. So that's what Focus is about.
No that's doubt. What's up, Akir. This is Casey talking to you. You used to be known as SOS. I was one of the first artists signed to Capital X's record label before he moved to Norway.
Yeah,
so it's been a long time.
SOS.
I had some incarceration periods down in Florida. And kind of been, you know, since I got out, been educating myself and out the, you know, the hip-hop game personally. And I just recently touched base with Habit, you know, back from the Warped Tour. I had a couple questions for you.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
And how many albums have you released in your career? I would like to know, first of all. I mean, I've known you for a minute now, and I've known you to do last single I think I remember was One with Immortal Technique. That was
wow.
I don't know, that one may have been your single. If I apologize if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I mean, when we came up, when we was coming up, I had just dropped Street Edition, so that was my first introduction. That was my street album. I recorded the majority of it in Daddy's house with Southpaw, and then you know, that helped me build my momentum. And I was able to get the Source Sunside Hype, you know, and from there, as the popularity grew, you know, Viper Records, who was supporting Technique at that point, you know, they put their hand out or what have you, you know what I'm saying, offered me an opportunity to be distributed and put out on a larger scale. So I put out a record called Legacy. And, you know, Legacy.
Yeah, I actually have that album myself, dog. Mm-hmm.
Word up. Legacy did really well. I'm very proud of that project. You know, it's people still respond to it to this day. Then I went forward and I made a mixtape called The Secret with Static Selector and DJ Static from Rebel Arms as well. I put that out. And then, you know, I dropped a little series of records on this campaign I put together called Supporter Sundays. About 2 years ago, it was about a string of like 8 to 13 records. I would just put every Sunday. So, you know, and now I'm dropping Focus, and then September 24th, I'm dropping The Plan.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have any other singles out now? And if so, can you let the people know where they can cop them right now? Any radio singles off of the Focus album that dropped on July 30th?
You can find all information about me and all my merchandise at alwayskeepitreal.com. It's real easy, man.
Yes, 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 yes.
Word.
Any guest appearances, guest spots on that album?
On Focus, it's the only guest appearance that I have is by Che Grant. And on the new album, there's Poison Pen, T.L. Cross, Sheena Greer, Omen, there's Swave Sever, so man, Jesse Castro, Ty Steez. So, you know, there's some surprises in there, you know. But mostly I kept it all in-house, you know.
I have one last question for you, Akir. It's been a while. Your affiliation with Guerrilla Republic, I know how strongly Immortal Technique and Capital X and Rad Love and a lot of other people feel about it. Has your affiliation with Guerrilla Republic influenced your music in any manner at all? And if so, would you want to share any information as pertaining to G-Rep or Guerrilla Republic to others out there who might want to be informed about what is really real?
I mean, honestly, you know, from my experience with Guerrilla Republic, you know, it's a large family. It's a community of people who are interested in progress, you know, and all over the world. And you know, there's many times where people get scared of the term revolution, in that it may be some sort of violent act or grand, you know, grand display of disgruntled like space. But you know, it happens every day based off of what we put into our life, our community, our children, our family, you know, and the things that we hold dear. And one thing that I could say about G-Rep is that, you know, it's been very consistent, a very consistent value, in that the people that are involved, whether there's disagreements or whether there's inconsistencies amongst selected members or you know, various groups within, there's always a common goal that ends up cleansing that space and keeps everybody fortified in one unique space. So I think, you know, as someone who is a true artist would say, is that we reflect each other. You know, so it's often that my experiences with G-Rep have definitely propelled the things that you know that I'm into. That's why I consider it kindred, and vice versa. You know, I've heard testimonies from all over the world from various G-Rep representatives that you know that my lyrics have also inspired their life. So you know, it's a consistent value that it's a cycle. You know what I mean? We reflect each other, and as long as we keep doing that, then we move towards a greater goal.
That's what's up. I have one last question, and I'm going to pass it off to somebody else. As far as the United Kingdom tours, how is it when you tour another country or another continent? Because I think you've toured all over the world globally.
Yeah.
And also, what is it like working alongside with an artist such as Immortal Technique? A lot of people, due to his one single, Dance with the Devil, have mysterious ideas of phenomenon created around an artist such as Immortal Technique, where you have a personal bond. Can you elaborate and expand on those ideas for us?
To be honest with you, I'm a little confused by your question. Can you be more concise?
Basically, it's a two-part question. One is, how have you found touring in the UK opposed to the United States, and how often have you, is the first part. And the second part is, how is it to work alongside with artists such as Immortal Technique, who he's done so much work and is a well-respected artist such as yourself, but Dance with the Devil, it caused a lot of controversy and a lot of phenomenon around the storytelling controversy. And I was just wondering what your take was on that, and what your take was as far as touring in other countries and other continents.
Well, number one, I'm lucky enough to say today that I've been to most of the continents in the world, excluding Asia. So I'm lucky, blessed, and honored to be able to do that. The cool part of being in other countries for me is, especially ones that do not speak the same language, is that it's indicative of how ill like the human spirit is, and how closely connected we are, even though we think that we're far apart, because the resonance carries and the messages carry even above and beyond class, race, social boundaries and lines, language. So that's something that I hold dear to my heart, because it's always a resurgence of energy for me when I return home, to be able to see that, you know, that I'm not alone, even though in my limited perspective at times in my own space, to be able to see other people responding to that and chiming in and saying, hey, you know, me too, means a lot. That's number one. To answer your second question, it's interesting to me, and it tickles me, so to speak, how far both Tech and I have come. You got to understand that's my childhood friend. So, you know, even in the perspective that other people see us in, you know, at the end of the day, when we're breaking bread and sitting down, you know, rapping, we maintain the same relationship. So, you know, we go on stage and people are in awe of these great messages and great songs, but you know, to me, I'm just chilling with my homeboys. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel you, dog. I feel you straight up. I feel you, man.
So I mean, that's a blessing in itself, because it's at some point it's like we never left. No matter how big the stages get or how bright the lights get, you know, we're still the kids in the cipher.
That's word, dog.
But to you know to. To big up my crew general, like I'm also honored and blessed to be amongst some of the illest MCs in the game. And you know, taking a step back out of my own personal experience and looking at it that way, you know, it's an awe. The first time that I really, really comprehended it, we came back from tour, and I think it was the Martyr tour. We came back, and we did New York. And we did New York down the street from where the Palladium used to be. And when we were kids, you know, that's where the Jay-Z's were at. That's where the Biggie's was at. That's where the Beatnuts was at. That's where all these cats was having shows and popping bottles and taking pictures. And we were able, as a collective, to sell out the venue right down the street. You know what I'm saying? And when I jumped on stage, I actually went to the back of the venue and looked at it all and realized that, you know, if I was 15, 16 years old watching this, this is comparable to, like, what was going on with Wu, you know, in my perspective. So, I mean, it's great, man. It's great. And I hope for us to be doing this for a long time. And I support all my brothers in their endeavors because, you know, none of us came up easy, and everybody had to earn the, you know, earn their stripes. So I'm really happy and honored to be able to, you know, to rep my Rebel Arms, B.
Word, much respect to Kier, man. One last time, where can everybody cop your new album, Focus?
AlwaysKeepItReal.com.
Big Ben.
That's what's up, man. Yo, man, let me ask how you gonna play some of that heat, man, with that album.
Word up.
All right.
Thank
That's
you
what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Yeah,
big up, man.
Kid rocking with us.
Peace, hey.
Word up. Peace, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You must be bugging and you think I'm letting go. You come a dime a dozen, but I'm worth more than gold. I'm not this paper dude, just be doing what he told. You can keep the chain, I just want what I'm owed.
I can't tell my soul.
I'm just trying to get my dough right. I'm gonna make it, I will provide. I travel far down this long road. Now I'm taking control. Now I can't sell my soul. Watching these crimes perpetrated, selling me till I'm inundated, advertising these large figures along with bombs, it's all shipping, but then it's all business. We trying to make it from ballroom back to the pavement, fly. We underrated, but never mistake the great surprise. Told you so, with a bunch of so-and-so. Couldn't walk a block in my moccasins as I walk through cold. Yeah, give me my go, flipping the balance homes, welcome to the battle zone. I grinded everywhere, trotted to the tightest tip. It got ugly, but amongst me, I'm the finest here. Until the finances, can't find my I've been a dawn since the dawn, now the sky's clear. So if it's on, then it's on, and I come prepared. It's more than a song, this is what
you
I am.
You must be bugging and you think I'm letting go. You come a dime a dozen, but I'm worth more than gold. I'm not this paper dude, just be doing what he told. You can keep the chain, I just want what I'm owed.
I can't tell my soul. I'm just trying to get my dough right. I'm going to make it, I will provide. I travel far down this long road. Now I'm taking control. Nah, I can't tell. I'm like a rocket, can't stop it. You better study your sciences. I'm a scientist in a lab with alliances. Breaking down the truth for the youth, raising defiant kids. Strike up the band, get amped, and electrocute the air. Make a plan, start a brand. Get some fans, build demand, then expand. Different lands from here to Turkestan. Construct your scans, or just a scan. So downloaded, exploded, till they know I'm the man. I'm getting tired of this. Dotted line image they provide to divide me from a fine listeners. The guy who listens convincing and down the hit it. She shares it with fine sisters, they support fine business. Then I resurrect the maestro what is modern day. Conducting his energy, no technical difficulty. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, I want mine, otherwise I give it
you
away.
You must be bugging and you think I'm letting go. You come a dime a dozen, but I'm worth more than gold. I'm not this paper dude, just be doing what he told. You can keep the chain, I just want what I'm owed.
I can't tell my soul. I'm just trying to get my dough right.
it, I will provide. I travel far down this long road. Now I'm taking control. Now I can't sell my soul.
I dedicate this song to independence. I got all the options to choose, and not a thing to lose.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. That was a song from a kid's album, Focus. Everybody cop that. Good music, man.
Well, no, thank you very much, brother.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what it is. Anybody you want to shout out, man, let everybody know how to get in contact with you and check out everything new you got going on real quick.
Yo, yo, one more time. My name is Akir, A-K-I-R. AlwaysKeepItReal.com is the website. You know what I mean? Rub along, click, and it's going down, B. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Iron Galaxy Click. You know what I mean? Canox, iReals, Kenyatta Black. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's the ill shit right there, dog.
Yeah, yeah, they took me on tour with them recently, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Where'd y'all go?
We went up and down the East Coast. We did, like, all the way up to Maine, all the way down to,
Did y'all hit New Hampshire?
We hit New Hampshire? No, we didn't hit New Hampshire.
it's a really man.
You hit New Hampshire? Turn New Hampshire popping. New Hampshire popping. You crazy?
Hey, man.
I feel blessed to have shared the stage with this man
on more than three occasions, you know what I'm saying, in I think two or three different states. You know, there's a lot of people that we owe respect to, you know, besides Cavalex or Immortal Technique. You know, you got Timmy Grins from Arcane, you got Habit, you know, Associate of Arcane. It just continues and continues, you know.
Yeah.
A big ups to Akir and his new album, Represent. Everybody cop that. Focus dropped on July 30th. For real. Don't sleep on this artist.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, brother.
I appreciate it.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And Tri-State, please check me out. I'm in New York. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in New York. I got like four dates between now and the release date. So check the site. I'll be out. You know what I'm saying?
You got to make it to New Hampshire, son.
No. Let us know about the New York dates. New Hampshire close to New York.
Okay, check it out. I'll be at SOB's on September 24th.
That's big.
I will be at New Eurekan Poets Cafe on September 21st. I'll be in Jersey in Newark. I'm doing a festival called 24 Hours of Peace. It's me, Redman, EPMD, Smith & Wesson, Shabam Sadiq,
Lars
Professor. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy, son. It's free. Everybody come out with
the
family, everything. That's August 23rd.
Nine days. Damn, that's a hell of a show. Damn.
Yeah, man. And I'll be at BB King's this Friday with Q15. They're doing their final mega show. It's gonna be large.
BB King's.
You doing your thing, man. You doing your thing, bro.
Oh, you doing it.
Yeah, man.
I always knew that, but you're still doing it, man. Props, man. Respect. Much love, kid.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for spreading the word. Appreciate it, man.
No doubt, brother.
All right. Peace and respect, man. I'm on my way out to this Killer Mike concert, man. So I gotta get off the jack, man. But thank you very, very much, fellas.
All right.
No doubt,
bro.
Man. I'll keep in touch, bro.
You already know. Peace.
Peace.
All right. That's what's up. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Always keeping it real. Go get that
really
Focus
real,
album. That's hot, man. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. But you know how we do, Casey. We be back next Wednesday. You already know.
Oh, we know.
Hip-hop
we know.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Yeah, man.
We
Hip-hop
out. Peace.
Stock Exchange. One love, y'all. Get your mind right. Get your money right.
Always
all
the money
legal.
Peace.
Download that God's Hour, that Piff. We rocking. Get it.
That white.
When you have a
trust, respect, integrity, ambition, perseverance, family. Let's get it, baby. Piff.
Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry.
Oh yeah.
Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
your streets to my street. This the Black Wall Street. They're talking money, but they writing bad checks. They spend more than they make, you have debt. No credit or money, legal's the future. We at the finish line, waiting on the losers. Perseverance, these are models, they gotta be
sexy.
Flip the condos, I ain't sell any records. Rock and follow with my beamer, that's a lot of horses. And your crew, it ain't good, you ain't really bosses. I'd rather die in hope, live in fear. If money over, baby, my mind is always clear. Shit, my time is here, no horoscope necessary. Long road to the top, may it be legendary. You can't see us on the 30th of February. I don't know what's on jail or a cemetery. My president's dead, I keep him dollars buried, baby. Balance money, I'ma sleep. When I'm buried, baby, get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
up to my street. It's the Black Wall Street. Nothing can stop us, the fam got to wait. I need thankful like being there, Bob Johnson. Being in debt is like laying in the coffin. See me in Tahiti, swimming with the dolphins, getting kicked. Enough to buy us a Marlins. Private jets and lives are set. Several yachts, buy out several blocks, several rocks. All clones are into my wife's anklet. 25 a life for 25 Franklin. Young black, rich and handsome.
Get it, baby.
Let them hate. Best wanna investigate. I got a lawyer that'll eat the cake. Time is money. I got none to waste. Y'all survive my click, monopolize.
See it.
The world till like 25 on my ride, on my ride. Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
your street to my street. This the Black Wall Street. Get your weight up, get that money.